Employees were told Friday the company plans to ramp down production this summer and permanently close the doors by 2009. Dave Bartup is chief financial officer of the Wisconsin-based company.
The primary competitors for those products that we face in the marketplace are vast majority producing in low-cost countries such as China and Brazil and Mexico.
The Neillsville facilities make industrial motors for manufacturing applications. BARDA acknowledges the market has been strong and the company has been profitable, but global competition is forcing them to look elsewhere for labor.
It definitely is a global marketplace. We compete with companies from all over the world. I would say absolutely unfortunate part of the fact is to remain viable, you have to continually search out the opportunities to meet your customer requirements, which is a combination, as I said, of service, quality, and price.
While BARDA was not sure of the exact number, Regal Beloit does have thousands of employees in Wisconsin, including plants in Black River Falls and Wausau. Despite the pragmatic approach taken in shutting down the Neillsville plants, BARDA said it may be jumping to conclusions to assume Regal Beloit will shut down other plants around the state.
We're doing everything we can to drive productivity and new products and so forth in all of our facilities, and they're all different. The different drivers of the market, where the competitors are, I would say for almost all of our businesses are fairly unique. So it's really not possible to generalize across any other product.
BARDA says some customers still prefer quick quality service over less expensive products. Reporting in Neillsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.